Shire of Wiluna Disability Access and Inclusion Plan 2017-2022. 1. Legislation relating to disability access and inclusion plans. The embodying legislation is the Western Australian Disability Services Act 1993. This act, as amended in 2004, requires local authorities to develop and implement a Disability Access and Inclusion Plan, DAIP, that will further both the principles and the objectives of the Act. To comply with the Act, as amended, the Shire of Wiluna lodged its initial plan in 2006. Developed a DAIP which furthers the principles and objectives of the Act. Met the six standards in Schedule 2 of the Disability Services Regulations 2004. Has amended its plan to meet the seventh standard in the amended Schedule 2. Lodged its finalized plan with the Disability Services Commission in 2007. Has taken all practical measures to ensure that the plan is implemented by the Shire, its officers, employees and relevant agents and contractors. Renews the plan at least every 5 years. Undertakes public consultation, as specified in the regulations, when preparing, reviewing or amending its plan. Lodges review reports, amended plans or new plans with the Disability Services Commission. Reports to the Commission by the 4th of July each year about progress made by the Shire in achieving the desired outcomes in Schedule 3 of the regulations. Progress made by any agents and contractors of the Shire in achieving the desired outcomes in Schedule 3 of the regulations. The strategies used by the Shire to inform its agents and contractors about the plan. Reports in the Shire's annual report about the implementation of the plan. 2. The Shire of Wiluna and People with Disabilities. The Shire of Wiluna. The Shire of Wiluna covers an enormous area of some 184,000 square kilometres, which is predominantly a mining and pastoral area. The weather conditions are very harsh in the area with average rainfall of approximately 250 millimetres, 10 inches, per annum and extreme temperature variations between summer, over 40 degrees, and winter, below freezing. The town of Wiluna is the principal centre in the Shire, and there are also a number of mining villages and Aboriginal communities. The township of Wiluna is 966 kilometres northeast of Perth and is situated on the edge of the desert at the gateway to the Canning Stock Route and Gunbarrel Highway. The town is serviced by a primary school, Aboriginal medical service with emergency capabilities and competent medical staff including doctors, the Royal Flying Doctor Service for emergency evacuations of critically ill people, a post office, hotel, general stores, fuel outlets, caravan park, airstrip and limited private accommodation units, floodlit tennis/basketball/netball courts, floodlit football oval are available for recreation activity, centered adjacent to the recreational center that is hired and used by the community. A modern and well-maintained swimming pool caters for the needs of all people within the community and the visitors to the town. The Australian Bureau of Statistics, ABS, has indicated that the population is approximately 1,200 people, but these figures reflect a number of miners who fly in and fly out of the mining camps situated in close proximity to the town. The ABS also indicates that 26% of the population is of Aboriginal descent. Facilities and services provided by the Shire of Wiluna. The Shire has direct responsibility for a number of community facilities and services. The range of facilities the Shire is involved in the provision of includes but is not necessarily limited to sports oval and passive and active recreation areas. Roads, drainage and footpaths. Library. Community sporting facilities. Community centre. Public toilets. Refuse removal services. Administration centre and a range of other community facilities. The Shire also plays a role in encouraging better access to facilities and services provided by other organisations or businesses. agents and contractors. TAPE strategies will be implemented by Shire staff, agents and contractors in accordance with TAPE's Agents and Contractors Guide. The Shire's administration officer responsible for the letting of contracts for services will be instructed to issue a copy of the guide and ensure that each contract makes reference to the implementation and reporting requirement. People with disability in the Shire of Wiluna. The residential population of the Shire of Wiluna is estimated to be 1,200. If the results of the ABS survey of disability, agents and carers, 2003, which concludes that 20.60%, or approximately 1 in 5 people have some form of disability, are applied to Wiluna, then it is estimated that there would be approximately 247 people with some form of disability within the Shire. Wiluna has seen an increase in the number of tourists visiting the town, or passing through it, with visitors accessing the Canning Stock Route and the Gun Barrel Highway. Tourists now have a far greater access to the town as the Goldfields Highway south to Kalgoorlie is sealed and of good standard. Consideration needs to be given that within the groups of tourists that there may be some with disability who require access to public facilities. In Wiluna, several people have some form of disability through age and infirmity. Because of the remoteness of Wiluna to the full range of support services available in larger centres, it is important to consider the needs of people who fall into this category when building new facilities or updating or renovating existing facilities. Planning for better access. The Disability Services Act requires local government authorities to develop and implement a Disability Access and Inclusion Plan, DAIP, that details the ways in which the authority will ensure that people with disabilities have equal access to facilities and services. The DAIP is required to aim to achieve the following desired outcomes. 1. People with disability have the same opportunities as other people to access the services of, and any events organized by, a public authority. 2. People with disability have the same opportunities as other people to access the buildings and other facilities of a public authority. 3. People with disability receive information from a public authority in a format that will enable them to access the information as readily as other people are able to access it. 4. People with disability receive the same level and quality of service from the staff of a public authority as other people receive from the staff of that public authority. 5. People with disability have the same opportunities as other people to make complaints to a public authority. 6. People with disability have the same opportunities as other people to participate in any public consultation by a public authority. 7. People with disability have the same opportunities as other people to obtain and maintain employment by a public authority. 3. Access and Inclusion Policy Statement. The Shire of Wiluna is committed to ensuring that the community is an accessible and inclusive community for people with disabilities, their families and carers. O interprets an accessible and inclusive community as one in which all council functions, facilities and services, both in-house and contracted, are open, available and accessible to people with disabilities, providing them with the same opportunities, rights and responsibilities enjoyed by other people in the community. O recognizes that people with disabilities are valued members of the community who make a variety of contributions to local social, economic and cultural life. The Shire believes that a community that recognizes its diversity and supports the participation and inclusion of all its members makes for a richer community life. O believes that people with disabilities, their families and carers who live in country areas should be supported, as far as practicable, to remain in the community of their choice. O is committed to consulting with people with disabilities, their families and carers and, where required, disability organizations to ensure that barriers to access and inclusion are addressed appropriately. O is committed to ensuring that its agents and contractors work towards the desired outcomes of the DAIP. O is committed to working in partnership with local community groups and businesses to facilitate the inclusion of people with disabilities through improved access to facilities and services in the community. O is committed to achieving the 7 desired outcomes of its DAPE. 4. Development and maintenance of the Disability Access and Inclusion Plan, DAIP. Responsibility for the planning and implementation process. The planning and implementation processes are the responsibility of the Chief Executive Officer of the Shire of Wiluna, who reports directly to the Shire Council. Community consultation process. The Shire of Wiluna completed its initial DAPE following a process of community consultation, which comprised a public notice that a draft DAPE had been prepared as a guiding document for the compilation of a final plan. The notice advised that the draft DAPE could be inspected at the Shire office and at the Shire library and at the Aboriginal Medical Service complex. That hard or electronic copies of the draft DAPE are available, without charge, on request to the Shire office. That written or verbal submissions on the draft DAPE were invited over a 30-day period, after which all submissions were considered by the Council and that appropriate suggestions from submissions received be included in the final plan. Public notice comprised a notice within the Wiluna Shire's newsletter, which is circulated to everyone in the community. A copy of the public notice was placed on the Shire notice board for a period of 30 days. Copy of DAPE available for public comment on the Shire's website. The draft DAPE was forwarded to the Aboriginal Medical Service, AMS, as a peaks body within the town of Wiluna, and feedback gained from them. It is recognised that the AMS is the most important organisation within the town that deals with people with disabilities, and that their input was vital to the plan's acceptance and effectiveness. The council meeting at which the DAPE final, initial, plan was discussed was advertised locally, with an invitation to the community to attend the meeting and to provide further input to the DAPE. The 2017 revision of the plan was subject to a similar process, except that the public consultation process was shortened to 20 days. Responsibility for implementing the DAPE. The responsibility for implementing the DAPE, at an operational level, lies with the Chief Executive Officer of the Shire of Wiluna. Communicating and promoting the DAPE to the community and specific stakeholders. Once a final copy of the DAPE has been endorsed by council, a notice will be placed in the Shire newsletter advising the community that a final copy of the DAPE is available to view on the Shire's website and in alternative formats upon request, including in large and standard print, audio format on CD, and electronically by email. Key stakeholders, and in particular those who contributed to the development of the 2017-22 DAPE, will be sent a copy of the final DAPE, as well as relevant contractors and people with disability. Hard copy, large print available, and or electronic copy as preferred, provided on request. Promotion of the DAPE in the Shire newsletter. Notice of the availability of the DAPE at the Wiluna Library and the Shire office. The Environmental Health and Safety Officer, Building Surveyor and Town Planner will ensure that all developers are made aware of the DAPE and ensure that the requirements of all relevant legislation is adhered to in all matters of access for people with disability. Meetings will be held with the AMS and specific stakeholders to ensure that they are aware of the Shire's DAPE and to allow for further and ongoing contributions to the plan. Evaluation and review of the DAPE. Progress towards achieving stated outcomes in the plan will be monitored. The DAPE will undergo a process of annual review to coincide with the production of the Shire's annual report, within the terms of the Council's existing policy review processes. Information on outcomes of the DAPE will be included in the annual report. Public notice will be given that the DAPE will be reviewed and evaluated, and an invitation extended to the community to offer advice, opinion or comment on the plan, and to provide comment or details on previously unidentified access issues or ongoing access issues. Amendments to the DAPE will be subject to the community consultation as and when appropriate. Annual report. In compliance with the provisions of the Western Australian Disability Service Act, the Shire will report on the implementation of its DAPE in its annual report and on the prescribed pro forma to the Disability Services Commission by the 4th of July each year. The report will contain progress towards the desired DAPE outcomes, Oh, the progress of the Shire's agents and contractors towards meeting the desired outcomes. Oh, the strategies used to inform agents and contractors of the Shire of Wiluna DAPE. 5-year review. A review report of the DAPE, in compliance with the Act, will be completed within 5 years of its initial adoption and every 5 years thereafter. A copy of the review report will be lodged with the Disability Services Commission. 5. Strategies to improve access and inclusion. It is important to note here that the Shire has always tried to ensure that people with disability are considered at all levels of government and are afforded every possibility of being able to access and to be included wherever possible and at all times. Most of the strategies listed below are to some degree already included within the Shire's framework and will continue to be so. While these may not be written down, access to facilities and the Shire's services will always be paramount in the planning and development stages of any building or service provided by the Shire. Outcome 1, people with disabilities have the same opportunities as other people to access the services of, and any events organized by, a public authority. Strategy. The issue of consideration of equitable access for people with disabilities will be highlighted to relevant service provision staff on a minimum of an annual basis, with the aim of having this staff seek to proactively report on access issues to the manager, community development for his investigation and assessment ongoing. The communities served by the Shire of Wiluna will be invited to make submissions identifying area of access difficulty related to any services or events provided by the Shire that they have either encountered themselves or have become aware of. The manager, community development, will access each of those submissions and report as appropriate to the council. Outcome 2, people with disabilities have the same opportunities as other people to access the buildings and other facilities of a public authority. Strategy. The council will design for equitable access for people with disabilities when major capital works on its building infrastructure is planned and undertaken. The Shire, when formally assessing the general condition of each of its building for longer-term maintenance planning, will undertake an access audit that is to include built facilities as well as paths of access to and into the building. The communities served by the Shire of Wiluna will be invited to make submissions identifying area of access difficulty related to any buildings or facilities within the Shire that they have either encountered themselves or have become aware of. The manager, community development, will access each of those submissions and report as appropriate to the council. Outcome 3, people with disabilities receive information from a public authority in a format that will enable them to access the information as readily as other people are able to access it. Strategy. Council will endeavor to meet all requests to make its information accessible, particularly where such processes are supported by hardware and software capabilities already held by the council. Outcome 4, people with disabilities receive the same level and quality of service from the staff of a public authority as other people receive from the staff of that public authority. Strategy. The issue of consideration of equitable access for people with disabilities will be highlighted to relevant service provision staff on a minimum of an annual basis, with the aim of ensuring that staff are fully conversant with their responsibilities in this respect. Outcome 5, people with disabilities have the same opportunities as other people to make complaints to a public authority. Strategy. Council will ensure that its processes for complaint receipt and lodgement remain sufficiently flexible to adequately deal with the requirements of persons with disabilities, and to that extent proactively respond where the processes are identified as being deficient. Outcome 6, people with disabilities have the same opportunities as other people to participate in any public consultation by a public authority. Strategy. Council will ensure that its processes for public consultation remain sufficiently flexible to adequately deal with the requirements of a persons with disabilities, and to that extent proactively respond where the processes are identified as being deficient. Outcome 7, people with disabilities have the same opportunities as other people to obtain and maintain employment with a public authority. Strategy. Council will ensure that its employment processes are sufficiently flexible to adequately deal with the requirements of a person with disabilities, and to that extent proactively respond where the processes are identified as being deficient.